This recording, Australia 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes rainbows in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of long, round arch, with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. I was born in Lodz, Poland, in 1949, and I've been in Australia since 1959. That makes it almost exactly 40 years now.
And why did your parents choose to emigrate to Australia?
Following the war, when they returned to Poland and found most of the relatives had been killed during the Holocaust, there was a lot of pressure and desire to leave Poland, and there was a choice between Israel at that time and a few other countries. Australia, Canada were the main ones. And Israel was embroiled in the Suez crisis at the time. My parents were scared that there would be another war and that I would be eventually involved in fighting in war. And so Australia came up as an opportunity, and they chose Australia as being as far away as possible from any troubles, and also one that obviously promised a better lifestyle. Following a long passage over the oceans was wonderfully exciting. We arrived to a very flat landscape and a city that seemed to barely rise above the horizon, and that surprised me. I thought that Melbourne was a big city. But, of course, the buildings were very flat compared to Europe and spread out. The feeling was of almost a holiday town by the seaside. And when we ventured further into town, we were surprised that there were hardly any people walking in the streets. We tried to find out where people actually lived, where the city was, and we were told that nobody lives in the city itself, being the central business district. We were very disappointed, particularly my father, who wanted to live in what he termed a real city, not the village. So the first impressions were rather pessimistic, I think.
And could you describe perhaps some of your early memories of an Australian school?
Yes, it was compared to the Polish school, Polish Yiddish Jewish school that I went to. This was a school that seemed to be very rigid in the Anglo tradition of lining up, of drums beating, of children being strapped on the hand for the slightest misdemeanor and being addressed like little soldiers, whereas in Poland we were given love and affection and taught all the right moral things that should be the way you should conduct your life. So Australia seemed a very harsh, cruel place. The yard seemed to be a place where you either were part of a gang or you were being picked on by the gang. And there was a bit of a jungle atmosphere, which I later discovered was just good old Australian freedom that kids are given at that age. And it takes a while before you learn the language and can cope with it.
Can you describe an incident that you remember from those times?
You're probably referring to the famous incident of the lollies. Everybody seemed to rush off at the first opportunity of getting out of class to the little shop at the end of the path, at the bottom of the school, where you could buy lollies. And I bought a bag of little lollies, sweets, and discovered, according to Polish tradition, you're supposed to share with people around you, and I did this dutifully. I held out my little bag, only to discover that my whole bag of lollies was soon swiped. In about 3 seconds, it disappeared, and I was left without a lolly at all, which was not the done thing. The last child would never take the last lolly of the person who gave them out. But as I said, this was quite a different morality operating here.
You spoke two other languages before you arrived in Melbourne. Maybe you could tell us what they are, and you still speak them, and what your involvement with those languages is today in Melbourne.
Yes, my first language was Yiddish, mother tongue, if you like, Mamaloshin. And then I gradually learned Polish as well, which tended to dominate once I started going to school, of course. But I kept up both. As I said, I went to a school which taught Yiddish as a second language.